You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Thank you, Sakina. Well, the city has been aware that there was a court order that was received by the applicant in the matter, I think in August or October 2023. And the city has been engaged in a legal process with the legal team of the said resident in trying to resolve the issues that had led to that particular litigation. Now, there was an arrest warrant, and I'll come to that in quite detail just now, that the court had ordered that it be stayed for a year pending the resolution of the particular dispute between the city and the resident who had taken the city to court and who was the applicant in this particular matter. But I think from where we stand, what was more surprising is that this morning the sheriff of the court presented himself to the address and the personal and private residence of the city manager. As you would know, in our legal framework, sheriffs do not have the right to execute a warrant of arrest. That is solely the responsibility of the South African Police Services. And hence, the executive mayor has made the comment that this entire action has been particularly suspicious because it has sought to directly embarrass and create an impression that the city manager is facing some allegation of criminality, as opposed to dealing with the matter in a manner that would be a correct channel of addressing such a complaint to the business address of the city manager, because this matter has been brought before him in his official capacity as the city manager.
So with regard to that warrant of arrest, has the city been able to confirm that this is in fact valid? And as I was asking, were you aware that this arrest warrant had been issued against the city manager?
We were not aware of the arrest warrant being issued against the city manager. The city's legal teams are currently engaged with the documentation that the sheriff sought to utilized this morning in effecting such an arrest. And as I have said, that arrest in any event would have been an illegal arrest, because no sheriff in this country has the legal authority to effect an arrest outside of the South African Police Services.
So, and of course, this is of course going to be a matter of, legal wrangling between the city and the sheriff's office. Whatever comes of that, we will wait to see. But as for why this warrant was issued, so apparently, as we understand, the city failed to comply with a court order that interdicted the city from disconnecting the water supply to the resident in question. So are you able to tell us more about that, whether the city in fact did disconnect the water supply to that resident in contravention of the court order interdicting it?
Well, that is a matter that the city is currently investigating, because the city was aware that there is a court order in this particular regard. This particular resident or this particular account would have been flagged in the system, noting the particular court order that was in place. And therefore, the city is now instituting its own investigation to actually confirm that the allegation of a disconnection having been effected yesterday, firstly, is true. But if so, as to who would have authorized that particular connection and who would have acted upon that disconnection as the city. But as I have said, it's a matter that we have now taken up. Johannesburg Water and a number of the other city entities, including our revenue department, are currently looking into that to confirm. But as far as we are concerned, indeed, the resident does have a court order which interdicts the city from effecting that disconnection. And as I have said, the city has been engaged in a process with the legal teams of the applicant to be able to resolve the dispute that they had lodged.
So as things stand right now with regard to this particular resident, if in fact somebody in the city has gone against, acted in contravention of that interdict and disconnected the water supply to that resident, what is the way forward?
Well, the city, once its investigation is concluded, will obviously have to come to a determination as to what recourse or course of action would need to be taken. But as I have said, because the account was under dispute and query, it is a flagged account in terms of the system because of the court judgment or court order that exists currently, and therefore should not have been disconnected by any city official acting on the basis of the outstanding fees that are still being engaged upon between the applicant and the city.
So regardless of what your investigation shows later on, this resident, if in fact their water supply has been disconnected, should be reconnected?
Without a doubt, they would have to be reconnected because we'd want to comply with what is in the court order.
As for the city manager, Mr. Brink, so was he ultimately arrested? You know, how did that play out this morning?
Well, as I have said, Sakina, he was not arrested. One, the documentation was very defective. It had a lot of errors. Two, no sheriff has the legal authority to effect an arrest. And three, it was clear from the onset that the entire spectacle that was caused outside his residence, as opposed to effecting what would be a just order of the court, was really created to create some form of embarrassment. Because from where we sit, as I have said, this is a matter brought against him in his official capacity as the city manager. And in all court proceedings, the address of his office as the city manager has been provided all along. And if there was to be any action taken, a business address of the city manager should have been utilized. So this particular attempt was deliberately orchestrated to create the kind of embarrassment and the kind of sensationalism that we are now witnessing.
We'll have to leave it there for now. City of Johannesburg mayoral spokesperson Limandela Ndamase speaking to us there. And interesting development, this one. So we are going to follow up because, as we say, this is, of course, a developing story. To follow up, to find out why the events of this morning unfolded the way they did. Just a cursory search, you know, from what Mr. Ndamase has said. I just quickly Googled and maybe we can get a quick, you know, a legal expert on just very briefly, just to tell us, you know, what exactly are the functions and the powers of a sheriff of the court? Can a sheriff of the court execute an arrest warrant if one has been issued? And what I'm reading, basically, this is from justice.gov.za. What does the sheriff do? The sheriff or deputy sheriff must serve or execute all documents issued by our courts. These would include summonses, notices, warrants, and court orders. This is just a cursory search that I did while Mr. Ndamase was speaking. So very interesting case. And we are going to keep tabs on what the developments are. As we say, it is a developing story.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.